no one is above the law, Democrats turn on Cuomo after findings in sexual harassment investigation. By Kyle Morris on August 3, 2021. Congressional Democrats have reacted to the results of an investigation from New York Attorney General Letitia James' office, which found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple state government employees. According to James, who released details of the investigation at a press conference on Tuesday, the Cuomo administration fostered a hostile work environment filled with rife with fear and intimidation. These interviews and pieces of evidence revealed a deeply disturbing yet clear picture. Governor Cuomo sexually harassed current and former state employees in violation of federal and state laws, James said of the findings. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, reacted to the news and released a joint statement, calling for Cuomo's resignation. As we have said before, the reported actions of the governor were profoundly disturbing, inappropriate, and completely unacceptable, the statement read. Today's report from the New York State Attorney General substantiated and corroborated the allegations of the brave women who came forward to share their stories, and we commend the women for doing so. No elected official is above the law, the statement continued. The people of New York deserve better leadership in the governor's office. We continue to believe that the governor should resign. In March, we said it was time for the governor to resign, Representative Brian Higgins, DNY, said in a tweet. The disturbing nature of it New York State Ag's findings solidifies the inevitable conclusion that the governor must step aside now. Agreed, wrote Representative Dean Phillips, DMN, who shared Cuomo's 2013 tweet calling for a zero-tolerance policy regarding sexual harassment. Resign now and don't force legislators to confront such staggering hypocrisy by impeaching you. Empire State Reps. Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, Thomas Swasey, DNY, and Gregory Meeks, DNY, released a joint statement calling for Cuomo's resignation. The Office of Attorney General Tish James conducted a complete, thorough and professional investigation of the disturbing allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo, the statement read. The investigation has found that the governor engaged in abusive behavior toward women, including subordinates, created a hostile work environment, and violated state and federal law. We commend the brave women who came forward and spoke truth to power, the statement continued. The time has come for Governor Andrew Cuomo to do the right thing for the people of New York State and resign. I again reiterate my call for the governor to resign, Representative Joe Morrell, DNY, said in a tweet. The findings presented today as part of the Attorney General's sexual misconduct investigation further underscore the need for the governor to step down. Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, along with Reps. Carolyn Maloney, DNY, Brian Higgins, DNY, Nydia Velasquez, DNY, Richie Torres, DNY, Yvette Clark, DNY, Kathleen Rice, DNY, Grace Meng, DNY, Adriano Espaillat, DNY, Jamal Bowman, DNY, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, released a joint statement regarding the findings of the investigation. Sexual harassment is an extremely serious transgression, and we stand with the brave women who have come forward to share their experiences working for and around Governor Andrew Cuomo, the statement read. It is clear that he engaged in inappropriate, unlawful and abusive behavior. The Attorney General's report is deeply disturbing, clear and thorough, the statement continued. For the good of New York State, Andrew Cuomo must resign. If he does not, the New York State Assembly must begin impeachment proceedings. The statement also alluded to Cuomo's 2013 tweet. We note with interest Governor Cuomo's own May 17, 2013 statement calling on Assemblymember Vito Lopez to resign, effective immediately when the Assembly investigation announced its findings. There should be a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to sexual harassment, and we must now send a clear message that this behavior is not tolerated. We agree. At New York State Ag led a thorough and fair investigation, Representative Sean Maloney, DNY, said. What I said in March stands. Governor Cuomo must resign. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.